I wonder if you could picture this scenario. A single woman wants to have a child. A friend of hers offers to donate his sperm. Let's call him Robert. Robert is also keen to be involved in the child's life. A baby girl comes into the world in 2006. The adults remain friends, and Robert even introduces the girl to his extended family, and she calls him Daddy. But years later, the mother and her new partner, let's call them Susan and Margaret, decide to move to New Zealand and take their daughter with them. Robert is not happy and starts legal action in the family court, which rules in Susan and Margaret's favour. Robert then appeals this to the High Court and wins. And this all happened for real. And the High Court decision today basically means that Robert, a sperm donor, is legally a parent. Now, it has, we understand, far-reaching implications for not just family law, but for sperm donors around the country and for same-sex couples wanting to start a family. Dr. Hannah Roberts is a law lecturer at La Trobe University. And as someone who's just done a PhD on legal parentage, has been watching this case with great interest. Dr. Roberts, good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did I do an okay job there? Can you just explain for us the nuts and bolts of this ruling?
Look, you've got the family constellation pretty much right there. So the one thing I would add is that Susan, so that's the mum who gave birth, she had met someone new. She'd met Margaret actually before she conceived the child, who we've called B in the judgment. So she'd met Margaret before B was conceived, and Margaret was there at that when B was conceived. You know, she was. They did it at home, insemination, not with a turkey baster. Much simpler than that.
Yes.
So Margaret was there, but in most cases where you have a lesbian couple using a sperm donor, a court will find that they were a de facto couple at the time of conception, and the Family Law Act is really specific. It says if the mother has a partner at the time of conception, then that partner is the legal parent. And so the trouble here was that it was a fairly new relationship with Margaret. They'd only started living together maybe 2 months before, and so the trial judge found that Margaret wasn't de facto enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that means that Margaret is not a legal parent, and that opens up this uncertain space where it meant that Robert could challenge for legal parentage.
Wow. So a decision had to be made in the High Court whether Margaret was a de facto of significance in terms of period of time, and the decision was no. Consequently, that makes Robert a sperm donor, the parent, or is it Robert's behaviour donating the sperm and then playing this role in this child's early life that makes him legally the parent?
You're part of the way there. So I guess the de facto issue was dealt with at the trial judgment level, and the Margaret and Susan did appeal on that, and the full court didn't really find either way on that. They appealed all of the findings, including the finding that Margaret was not de facto. But it was quite clear that they didn't really press that point, that it was a fairly new relationship, and so they really didn't feel like that was the strongest suit, because the Family Law Act has quite a strong definition of who is a de facto partner.
Okay.
So they kind of lost that battle early in the piece. And then when it comes to the High Court, exactly what you're saying, it is this question, is it because Margaret's not there or is it because of his relationship? Well, it has to be both.
We are being told how enormously significant this decision is. Can you tell us why?
So it throws legal parentage into doubt for a whole category of children. So children who are conceived by assisted conception. So if the mother has a partner at the time of conception, as I said, it's fairly clear. But for children whose birth mother didn't have a partner at the time of conception, and that's it's the fastest growing demographic of people using assisted conception services.
Yes.
So for all of those families, the child's legal parentage is really uncertain. And so the trouble is that the High Court have said, okay, well, it's not just providing the sperm. They've made it very clear if all Robert had done was provide the sperm and never had any contact, he wouldn't be a legal parent. But Robert was a very involved parent. And the trouble is that what do you do about all the people who are kind of in between? So yes. People who are family, but they're not living with the child. They don't have the child overnight. They're sort of, maybe they're called daddy, but they don't actually do any kind of parenting or decision making for the child. And this decision has left all of those people in limbo land.
Wow. What happens now to state-based family law legislation?
Well, essentially the High Court has invalidated the provision, and we're lucky we've got uniform provisions across, you know, in all the state and territory legislatures saying that a donor of eggs or sperm is not a legal parent. So what this does is it essentially invalidates that where the mother is a single, is, you know, doesn't have a de facto spouse or married spouse at the time of conception.
Dr. Hannah Roberts is a law lecturer at La Trobe University. An extraordinary decision out of the High Court today. Just keep an eye out for this story because it's going to be discussed a great deal in the next few days, months, and maybe in the next year or so.